For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstore, something right has always been service, convenience, trust. Qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, May the 5th. And we got two topics today. First of all, I want to introduce you to Jerry Ricker, Jefferson City Art Club. Good to have you here, Jerry.
Good to see you again, Paul.
You've been very busy this past weekend, right?
This past weekend has been very busy.
And then today is a big day. But what happened over the weekend?
Jefferson City Art Club every year, annually, has what we call an adults art exhibit at the Capitol Mall Gallery on Missouri Boulevard in Jeff City. Saturday had the reception for the artists. And also, that was tied in with the Capital City Arts Crawl, where we go from gallery to gallery and visit and see all the different art.
So that was this past weekend?
That was just this past weekend, Saturday.
Now, today, what happens today?
Today, we are hosting the High School Sketch Day, we call it.
Uh-huh.
And we're high school students interested in art of all types, brings their art to the Edda May, let me
cheat. The Edda and Joseph Miller Performing Arts Center.
Yes, you got it out. Yeah. Very good. And so they're doing their art as we speak. Now, those pieces, once that closes today, they will be judged and honored with ribbons and honorable mentions, what have you.
Yeah. And then tomorrow? And
tomorrow, May 6th, we invite the public to come out and look at these pieces and see what these young students have come up with as far as their ideas and creativeness in the art world.
That's very, very nice.
Yes.
And the reception, what is it, from 3 to 5:30?
3 to 5:30, and that's going to be at the same center, but it'll be in the hall, what they call the Railton Art Gallery Hall.
Okay.
In the same facility.
That's tomorrow.
From
3 to 5:30 in Jefferson City. And if people want more information about the Jefferson City Art Club, what do they do?
I suggest they log on to our new website that's been underway now for about 6 months. One of my projects, I'm happy to say, having a lot of fun with it, displaying a lot of art, a lot of fun showing people at the meetings, enjoying the refreshments and the conversation, and we have a presenter each month.
Okay.
Anyway, at Jefferson City Art Club -Missouri, spelled out, .com.
Okay, Jefferson City Art Club -Missouri.com. And you got to spell out Missouri. Hey, and also, you were telling me before we came on today that your sister Barbara, out in Tucson, Arizona, watches our program every day now on the internet.
Yes, on the internet. And she enjoys Paul Pepper.
Okay. She got hooked because you being on here, several months ago?
About 6 months ago, yes.
Okay. So, Barbara, we're glad to have you watching us every day in Tucson, Arizona. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Okay. Now we turn to Tim Reinbach, Bradford Farm. Good to have
you
here.
Doing, Paul?
Good to have you. You know, this is the time of the year. This is the time of the year I live for. It's
right.
Spring and mm-hmm. summer. And it's almost time to get the garden out, but you told me, I always like to put my tomatoes out right the first part of May, and you said...
Yeah, I get kind of nervous, Paul. these tomatoes and peppers are such warm season crops. It gets kind of cool the first part of May, or it can be.
Yeah.
And my rule of thumb, always wait till after Mother's Day. But I know it's picked over by that time.
Yeah, you go to greenhouses and try to get your tomatoes and peppers. There's nothing left.
That's right. Well, buy them early and then just keep them.
So it's okay to keep them in their little tiny containers that they're mm-hmm. living in there.
They are. You could transplant them if you wanted to a little bit larger container.
Yeah.
They wouldn't hurt anything. Or if you do, and what we do is that we'll put ours on some semi-shade, afternoon mm-hmm. shade, just slow them down a little bit so they don't get so big.
And what about getting seeds in the ground like for like zucchini and cucumbers? You wait there too?
I really do, because those are very warm season crops. And I just don't I think that if we get too early, we'll be disappointed and they don't come up well, or they do come up, they grow up so slowly.
Yeah.
I know it's very...
It's hard to wait.
It is hard to wait. But you know what you can do, Paul? You could start them in your own little containers.
I did that last year. I started them. I bought one of those little mini greenhouses.
Yeah.
And I started them. Uh-huh. I couldn't believe you put that lid on and in a couple of days, the seeds are germinating. And so you can go, if you want to start your garden now, you can do it in the greenhouse. Wait till after Mother's Day to put them in the ground.
That's what I do. I always tell my folks, when I want to plant, talk me out of it.
Okay.
Because I'm always a little bit too early.
Yeah.
Also.
Now, you brought some beautiful things from Bradford Farms. And Bradford Farms located just a little bit south of Columbia.
East and south, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Off Rangeland Road.
Now, if you'd like to see what he brought out, you can go to the internet, go to kbia.org. And click on Radio Friends, and you can watch this segment like Jerry's sister out in Tucson does. But you got here, these are beautiful-looking tomatoes. What is this?
It's a Beefmaster.
Not a beef steak.
Well, it's a beef steak type, but it's a beef. It's called Beefmaster.
Okay.
So it's a big slicing type.
What would you say is the best type of tomato to plant for our area that's going to be disease-resistant, tolerant to...
Oh, boy. You know, when in 2012, when we had such a hot year, our celebrities and the heat waves, those determinate types did pretty good.
The celebrities did well?
They really did. You know, I love the heirlooms, like the Brandywine. This is a red Brandywine. They're great, but they don't produce... Like some of the Beefmasters and the celebrities well.
Okay, so Beefmasters, celebrity. What's the other ones that produce really well?
Your Better Boys and Big Boys, you know, are more commercial garden types do very well. But Heat Wave was one of them that is good. That really,
Heat Wave is a tomato?
Yes, it's called Heat Wave.
It's called Heat Wave.
Yeah, and it really takes the heat very well.
Okay, and then of course one good way to keep insects away is to plant flowers in your garden, like zinnias and marigolds. And what am I holding in my hand now?
Nasturtiums.
Nasturtiums. And they're good to plant in between what?
Oh, our tomatoes and any of our cucumbers. You know, what we do is plant a row of mixed zinnias and marigolds and nasturtiums, mix them all together.
And one of the biggest culprits, we're just about out of time, is the cucumber beetle, which attacks the zucchini.
Yes.
And you told me a couple of years ago to plant...
Blue
Hubbard squash. And I did that, and it did help.
Great.
Blue Hubbard squash. You have to order the seeds and plant them next to the zucchini, and hopefully it'll attract the...
If you can manage it, do it about 2 weeks early. Plant the Blue Hubbard first.
Before you plant the zucchini. Okay.
And then they'll keep them off.
All right. If you want more information, Bradford Farm, do you have a website that you go to?
Yes, it's bradford.org.
www.bradford.org. No farms, just bradford.org.
Yes.
Okay, Tim, thank you so much for coming by. Good to have you here. We're out of time for today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.